it is within our constitution and the African Union Constitutive Act that we should not really discuss the internal affairs of the member states. However, South Sudan and neighboring countries are very concerned about the current situation in the Republic of Sudan. I have been in contact with my counterpart, Ali Sadiq, the acting foreign minister of Sudan, just to sound out the situation in Khartoum. And we, in South Sudan, we have issued a statement 2 days ago. First, giving a solidarity with the people of Sudan on the current situation that is happening in Khartoum and other towns. We also call on the ceasefire and immediate cessation of hostilities and return to the table of talk. We equally also asked access to those who are injured or wounded and humanitarian access across Khartoum and other places. We have done this in the spirit of IGAD, as a member state of IGAD, but also as members of the African Union.
Yes,
and South Sudan is very much concerned on the situation in Sudan.
Yes, but your role goes beyond that, Honorable Minister. South Sudan has been a guarantor of peace processes in Sudan. What role do you have here to get the parties to cease hostilities, to restore peace in Sudan, and what are you doing about it?
Well, before the fight on the 15th, His Excellency the President, Salva Kiir Mayardit, had several telephone calls with President Burhan and the Deputy President Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo to restrain, not to spark up the fight. And soon after the fight on the 15th, at 9 o'clock in the morning, His Excellency the President also took the same leverage of being a guarantor of the peace agreement in Sudan by reaching out to the two leaders and also to other political forces and to members who are members of the Juba peace agreement. His Excellency the President continued to call even yesterday President Burhan to cease fire and to stop the hostilities in Sudan in general.
It's interesting that he's been calling Burhan, but not Hemeti as well, because some people say Juba is not clear on which side to take in this fight that's going on in Sudan. You have people in your government who are closely aligned with Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. You have also people who are closely working with the military. What do you have to say about that? Where does Juba stand?
Well, no, that's not correct. Juba stands with the Sudanese people. Juba stands with the peace agreement. His Excellency the President have called a number of times Burhan, and a number of times have called also Dagalo. You will understand in a situation of war, if a person cannot pick telephone, it is because of the current situation. Mm-hmm. Of course, you may get them at the operation room. And you know, when you are at the operation room, in a military term, it is sometimes very, very complicated for you to be able to access and to have telephone. On the issue of people who are supporting each side, this is a total, absolutely not true. We are not supporting any side. We are mediators. We are neutral on the situation. We are with the people of Sudan.
And beside social ties, we know Sudan and South Sudan have social ties. You have families across the border. You have friends and relatives in Sudan. And insecurity in Sudan could jeopardize the situation in South Sudan, especially the lifeline of South Sudan, which is the oil, the lifeline of the economy. Is that a concern for you? Is that something you're worried about, that fighting in Sudan could disrupt the flow of oil?
First and foremost, our president, President Salva, and the entire leadership of the South is very concerned about the total welfare of the Sudanese people. We were one people some years ago. So Sudan and South Sudan were one country. We have social ties, we have also economic ties, we have also cultural and many aspects. We have also families across Sudan. We have quite a number of South Sudanese students across universities and higher education in Sudan. We have those who have gone to sought medical treatment. We have economic interests. Our oil pipeline passed through the Sudanese territory to Port Sudan. But the most important issue is really having a Sudanese peace. Peace in Sudan is peace in South Sudan. Instability in Sudan, it endangers a lot of lives of people, but also affect the spillover to South Sudan and the neighboring countries.